Today's podcast, Muddy Boots, is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audible.com/muddyboots. Again, that's audibletrial.com/muddyboots for your free audiobook.
Come on, come on.
Muddy Boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
A right-handed writer named Wright, in writing right, always wrote right. When he meant to write right, if he'd written right, right, Wright would not have wrought writing right.
Business, but are you wearing a revolving door? If you are, I'd like to go around with you sometime.
An elephant and hippopotamus were taking a bath. The elephant said to the hippo, "Please pass the soap." The hippo replied, "No soap. Podcast." Greetings and welcome, everyone. My name is Spar Fortune Tenali. And what was that joke about? I'm unsure, but I am certainly surely sure that I'm here to present part 7 of Voluptuous Veil's Vigorous Voyage. You may listen to previous parts of said episode at moneybootsradio.org. Anywho, within this theme we explore a variety of story-driven tunes, poetry and prose, random bits and pieces, this and that's, one-offs, who-to-whats, what-ifs, what-have-yous, and other whatnots. Let's begin with a poem composed by Mimu McMacha, Tough Pants, and Bindi Cozy Cuddle, called Fake News, Real Blues, Yodeling the True Facts Away. A mound of stones ceases to be only that when someone looks upon it and bears within themselves the vision of a cathedral. In the wind of the mind come sacraments of slant. Read the lick, spittle, ink, scratchers, splatter spots. Hot veins busy bustling a live-long airy rant. Illusory sides go forth to burst blood clots. The facts change. The truth is ever constant. Yodeling the true facts away. The truth changes. The facts remain the same. Yodeling the true facts away. Are we determined to free will? Can one even question the bill? What moves faster than light? What's right if this ain't left? What's left if this ain't right? What's too slow but also deft? Facts are made to accommodate the truth. Or is it that the truth is made to accommodate the facts? Let's distinguish paradox from contradiction. Can something be more than one thing at the same time? Right, left, and holy truth? Mad is the herd of pop-eyed sheep choked in belief. Oh, almighty loud one, make the grass green again. For these open fields welcome footprints of a thief. But thine nostalgic words shall build a wall of sin. the facts change, the truth is ever constant. Yodeling the true facts away, the truth changes, the facts remain the same. Yodeling the true facts away.
Going to have the privilege tonight of witnessing one of the most unusual films ever produced. Whatever it may lack in the way of sound and color, you may supply out of your own conversation and by looking at me. But for the real success of this presentation, I earnestly implore you to collaborate even more actively. Are we agreed?
So what's left, Williams? Not only has your pet project backfired, but it sprouted wings and left the premises. I'll tell you what's left to us, in my view, a deep and abiding concern about your judgment in men. This is a push business, Williams. A push, push, push business. Push and drive. But personally, you should know it better than anyone else. A push, push, push business, Williams. It's push, push, push.
There's a star spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only uncles and great queers get to go there. For I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see queens and knights and fairies who would serve there. Whites and blacks and gays and the straights too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. World with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a faggot boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm homo, that is true, sir. Don't judge me by my preference in sex. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
Want to talk about, I think we need a playground here on the west side. We need it because, Because we need a place for our boys and girls to play. A playground...
Mr. Willis has an important idea to express, but he lacks the vocabulary to express it. Finding the exact words to fit your ideas is one of the first steps in building your vocabulary. People can be interested in new ideas when those ideas are expressed in well-selected words.
He lived in a harem down in Bula. Abdullah took a trip to Honolulu. There he met a pretty girl named Lulu. He was so entranced by the way she danced, he forgot his wives in Bula. Hawked his crown, bought her a gown, gave up his throne for Lula. Abdullah picks a hot guitar for Lula. Ah, swings out in a torrid hula hula.
I weave, I dream, I create new notes for my lute, my heart an echoing instrument of song, quivering, frenzied, until from the seething of my stampeded thoughts comes a strange harmony. A quivering of nerves in time with the passions, unformed words, fondling names, caresses, touches, kisses, given by soul to form an ineffable chord that floats through our eyes, through our lips, through our earthly coverings, through our hands closed in a clasp. Thus I unwrap your heart, pour it out in a loving stream, a sparkling cascade of love that enfolds our two images as we enter and traverse unknown worlds, cease to be a second spirit, a different body, another person, while the anguish of love, attuned to the melody, undergoes a change and reaches perfection with all infinity for its domain. In the oneness of the moment, with your loving breathing my reckoning of time, I gaze at your long dark hair, blown by passion across flamed cheeks that burn unwittingly, just as a rose when it unfolds reveals a tinge of red from the flush of morning. I feel your shapely thighs, love decked with the splendor of the dawn, as we lie so quiet in secret converse that each can hear the life that is in us flowing in the other.
Next are the trills, involving the repeated vibration of one articulator against another. There are only three of these, and we pronounce them all voiced. First, a bilabial trill. Ra.
Ara. Then an alveolar trill. Ra.
Ara.
And a uvular trill. Ra. Ara.
All you ladies gather round, the good sweet candy man's in town. Candy man, candy man. He's got the candy that's 9 inches long. You sell it past the hog and chew his cone. Candy man, candy man. All hood was just a don't say it. He always takes a candy stick to bed. Candy man, candy man. So the ladies say, candy man, candy man. Yes, don't stand close to the candy man. He's a sticky candy in your hand. Candy man, sweet candy man. Yes, you and the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. Mm-hmm. Candy man, you're getting mighty sick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You must be stuck on the candy man stick. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What's the matter, Joe? Something gone wrong? Is your head on wrong?
was an old man in a garden who always begged everyone's pardon. When they asked him, "What for?" he replied, "You're a bore, and I trust you'll go out of my garden."
You don't owe poets a thing.
Como me compongo yo, me duele el alma.
¡Dale!
¡Upa! Yo quiero decirte adiós desde este mundo. Yo quiero decirte adiós, adiós mi vida. Yo quiero decirte adiós desde este mundo. ¡Jálale! Como me compongo yo, me duele el alma. Como me compongo yo, si vivo triste. Como me compongo yo, me duele el alma. ¡Vagabundo! Ese es el grito. ¿Entro qué?
Well, you see, I keep a vocabulary notebook. It's a good way to learn new words to increase your vocabulary, so you can express your ideas better. Whenever I come across a new word, reading or listening to someone, I write it down. Later, I put it in this notebook.
Let's see.
I write down the pronunciation and the definitions of each word, and then some synonyms. But then, of course, I try using the word. Using the word correctly a few times is what really fixes it in your vocabulary. And a good working vocabulary helps you to be more explicit.
Well, you certainly surprised me with your vocabulary. Yes, indeed. Be more explicit.
So the one everybody, fall in line. Shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy, shake it fast. If you can't shake your shimmy, shimmy, yes, yes, yes. Cause she's a dirty mosquito, robber and a cheater. Slip your into this and marble in your cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone. Yango, your mama, out across the field, slipping and sliding, it's like an automobile. I hollered at your mama, I told her to wait. She slipped away from me just like a cat like eight, cause she's a running the street, a robber and a cheater. Slip it in the desert, hop it in your cousin, let your mama do the Lord. I like your mama, sister too. I did like your papa, but your papa wouldn't do. I met your papa on a corner the other day. I soon found out that he was funny that way. Caught you the dead in the street, a robber and a cheater. Slipped you in the desert, papa and your cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone. I ride him, Mr. Corkin, and I get on it, boy. Ride it. Said the way down yonder, New Orleans, the wildcat jumped on the sewing machine, sewed so fast, sewed 99 stitches up, and yes, 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 caught you the dirty mosquito, robber and a cheater, slipped it in the desert, pop it in your cousin, let your mama do the Lord alone. I played Jackson, I get on it. Said God made elephant, made him stout. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a snout. He made him a snout just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a tail. He made him a tail just to fan the flies. He wasn't satisfied until he made him some eyes. He made him some eyes just to look on the grass. He wasn't satisfied until he made his yes, yes, yes. He made his yes, 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 and he didn't get it fixed. He wasn't satisfied until he made him sick. He made him sick, and then he got him well. You know what that the big boys caught him in the hell. Caught him in the dirty mosquito, robber and a cheater. Robbing cheetah, slipping in the desert, popping in your cousin, let your mama do the Lord alone.
Beneath the correct gray ledger cover, you hide the wild images of the art lover. That memory of mortgages, loans, and property sales dissolve into the cries of nightingales.
If I should cast off this tattered coat and go free into the mighty sky, if I should find nothing there but a vast blue, echoless, ignorant, what then?
Whenever I see the moon on the shore, or cop a visual on Mary and Mahore, or see a piano leg touching the floor, or kiss a frog with a lingering log, I get horny, 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 horny. I get horny, 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 horny.
As I see you standing in a sable robe, and your breast that launched a thousand round pounds, you twirl to the light, your mom's veins. Chineries shines like Chichen Itza.
Horny, 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 horny.
Party of the first part, hereinafter referred to as Joe. Party of the second part, hereinafter referred to as me. Witness the party of the third part.
Therefore,
exclusively exploit party of the first part. In consideration of which party of the second part entails consideration of the party of the third part,
with all the mutual covenants and conditions herein contained, or, as otherwise specified by the party of the first part, hereinafter referred to as party of the second part.
Look at here! Mr. Indoor Chauffeur?
What's wrong now?
Why, you ain't nothing but a low-down loafer.
Stop that.
When I get in your car, you keep getting so bold. Believe me, butter, someday I'm gonna get you told.
Now, look here.
What is it?
Miss Switchboard Operator, I done found out that you ain't nothing but a real man-hater. Why in the world don't you tend to your own phone?
What do you mean?
And let a hard-working man alone.
Say, listen. Elevated Papa.
Yes.
Seem like you always want to go down.
Now, look here, Switchboard Mama, you got the bummest connection in town.
Is that so?
Use one operator that's hard to get. I worked at your receiver until I'm all upset.
Why, before you use your lever, you should close the door. With me, you always get stuck between the floors.
Now, Switchboard Mama.
What is it?
Switchboard Mama, I don't see how in the world that you getting by.
Is that so?
I put a nickel in your slop, and it rained all night.
Well, I'm not to blame, butter, if you didn't put it in right. Elevated Papa.
Look here, Switchboard Mama. Your service doesn't satisfy.
Is that so?
Now, Sue, your switchboard's been out of order ever since way last spring.
Uh-huh.
Tell the truth, you ought to get somebody to fix that thing. Because every time I plug it up, your trunk line falls, and you give no satisfaction on your long-distance call. I done told you about it half a dozen times before. Your receiver's worn out, and it doesn't work anymore. Now, your buzz is old and doesn't buzz like it should, and I can't use your mouthpiece, because that ain't no good.
Well, I'm going to tell a superintendent just what you do.
What who do?
Why, you couldn't run his elevator if he knew.
If he knew what?
Why, you waste a lot of power when I get inside.
Uh-huh.
Because you keep going up and down each time I ride.
Is that so?
Why, you get so excited. You don't know which is which.
Uh-huh.
Instead of pulling your lever, then you throw up your switch. Why, you take me to the basement, and if I should squawk, why, you put me out and tell me, go ahead on, old broad, you got to walk.
Is that so?
Why, Elevated Papa?
Look here, Switchboard Mama.
Well, now, your service doesn't satisfy, no, sir.
Even if poets misbehave, they always remember to shave.
So Mr. Willis began a vocabulary notebook in a business-like way. First, he considered the context in which the word was used.
Now, where did I hear that? From Mary. She was talking about redecorating this room.
Dear, I think we ought to put a valance over the window. It would make it more dramatic. Don't you think a valance would be effective?
Valance must be some kind of decoration. But do I have to bother with all these special words? Maybe I'd better. I certainly want to have a say in how the house is decorated. Ah, valance. Short curtain, as the valance over the top of a window. The valance would look good up there. Maybe this will help me understand what Mary's talking about.
I've seen that poem. A poem? It's not even a gnome. Crack in the back? It's an attack, you know?
Next we come on to the non-pulmonic consonants. Their initiation originates somewhere other than in the lungs. First we take the clicks, made with an oral or velaric ingressive airstream mechanism. We pronounce them without any specific simultaneous articulation, and they are accordingly voiceless. First, the bilabial click, ah.
Between vowels, that's ah-ah. The dental click is ah. You will notice that it has an affricated release.
Ah-ah. An alveolar or post-alveolar click, often called retroflex, is ah.
Ah-ah. A so-called palato-alveolar click is ah. It has alveolar contact and an abrupt release.
Ah-ah. And lastly, the alveolar lateral click is ah.
Ah-ah.
I would be very glad to give you my opinion.
Well, that's dandy. I'll ask you for them someday. Remind me, will you?
My name is Tinker Trubin from way down in Oberma. I've been tickled by a yellow bumblebee. I've been tickled in the morning, I've been tickled in the noon. For there's something always sure to tickle me. I have always got some tickles stored away about my clothes. Doesn't really matter where I be. And the apple but a paddle, it is all in splinter now. Cause father wore it out to tickle me.
Oh, yeah.
I've been tickled in the morning, I've been tickled in the noon. Cause there's something always sure to tickle me. I have always got some tickles stored away about my clothes. Doesn't really matter where I be. And the apple but a paddle, it is all in splinters now. Cause father wore it out to tickling me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been tickled in the morning, I've been tickled in the noon. Cause there's something always sure to tickle me. Once I put pepper in my dad's snuffbox, the way he acted was a sight to see. He coughed and sneezed till I thought he'd have a fit. And then he took me out and tickled me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been tickled in the morning, I've been tickled in the noon. Cause there's something always sure to tickle me.
Always getting tickled by someone about the house.
Why they did it I could never see. And the apple but a paddle, it is all in splinters now. Cause father wore it out to tickle me. I've been tickled in the morning, I've been tickled in the noon. Cause there's something always sure to tickle me.
Cartoon, sometimes I close my eyes. If I do that, you won't see that they are open.
This poet is in my image. This image has no words.
Yeah, boy, what you got there?
Boy, don't you know what this is?
No, I don't know what this is.
Well, the dice, boy. Dice. That's what it is.
What?
These here is African diamonds. The dice.
Well, what do you do with them?
You mean to tell me that you ain't never heard of or played with these things?
No.
Boy, you, what kind of man is you and where have you been all my life? Is you got any money?
Yeah, I got money.
Well, the angels have sent you to me. How much money has you got?
Well, I got some.
Well, how much is some?
I got twixt $25 and $26.5.
Yeah.
Did you got any money?
Listen, boy, if I had a pocket that didn't have money in it, I'd cut it out. Would you like to learn how to play this game?
Sure.
Well, you know that you're allowed to lose a little something, but afterwards you would win more.
Yeah.
Well, the rules of the game is this. You roll the dice out, and if you should happen to roll two or three, you lose.
Yeah.
If you shoot 7 or 11, you win.
Yeah.
But if you should happen to throw 2 sixes, which is 12,
yeah,
you lose.
Uh-huh.
You understand the game?
Yeah.
Well, MOF, brother, MOF.
What do you mean, MOF?
Money on the floor, that's what I mean. Money on the floor.
All right, here it is.
All right. Ha! 7. Put up, boy, put up. Don't be so
All
slow.
Right, here I am now.
All right. Ha! 4.
7, you lose.
Then, yeah, boy, are you sure you don't know nothing about this game at all?
I don't know a thing about it.
Well, it's your shot. Go ahead and shoot.
All right, then get out.
Now, wait a minute, boy. Barnyard them dice. Barnyard them dice.
What do you mean, barnyard the dice?
Make them cackle. Wait a minute.
What's the matter now?
Boy, don't choke them dice like that. Give them air.
All right. 7, I win.
You don't see me laughing, do you? Go ahead and shoot.
All right. 6.
Yeah, I know it's 6.
All right. That's 6.
Yeah, that's 6. Look out, you boy. Look out. Don't you put your hands on that money.
What's the matter now?
Well, didn't you throw 6?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you come right back and throw another 6?
Yeah.
Well, 6 and 6 is 12. You lose.
Waver, oscillate, under. Wait a minute. Too many words mean nearly the same thing, but still they're different. Nobody can learn all those words. I'm going to bed.
But next morning, Mr. Willis found he couldn't escape unfamiliar words when his wife called.
Oh, John.
Yes, dear.
Will you stop at the library and get me that anthology of plays?
All right, dear. Anthology. Why does everybody in this family use these fancy words?
Santo Fucará,
Yourself, you can look inside anyone.
Apology. A word sticks in the wind's throat. A wind launch drifts in the swells of rye. Sometimes, in broad silence, the hanging apples distill their darkness. You, in a green dress, calling, and with brown hair, who come by the field path now, whose name I say softly. Forgive me, love, if also I call you wind's word, apple heart, haven of grasses.
There was a man with tongue of wood who essayed to sing, and in truth, it was lamentable. But there was one who heard the clip clapper of this tongue of wood and knew what the man wished to sing, and with that, the singer was content.
Adi-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee
What is a word that starts with W? Welcome again to Muddy Boots. My name is High Tide Tenali. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the A-side of Voluptuous Veils, Vigorous Voyage, Part 7. For a playlist, check out muddybootsradio.org. Please be sure to subscribe to Muddy Boots wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to check out the B-side. Before all that, let me ask you this. What do a cat and Mount Everest have in common? Both are part of this joke.